Hello and welcome to the Business Today podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories we are tracking today. Toyota Motor Corp and Suzuki Motor Corp have agreed to produce cars for each other in India as Toyota aims to increase its market share in the world's fifth largest passenger car market. The agreement follows an R&D tie-up announced by the two Japanese automakers a year ago and will see Toyota, one of the world's biggest automakers, secure production from its much smaller rival, which dominates India with its lineup of affordable compact cars. Suzuki will supply gasoline and mild gasoline hybrid versions of its Baleno hatchback along with the Vitara Brezza compact SUV to Toyota, while the latter will produce gasoline and gasoline hybrid Corolla sedans for Suzuki, the automakers said. More than 2.5 crore people, a number greater than Australia's population, have applied for about 90,000 positions in Indian Railways, underlining the challenge Prime Minister Narendra Modi faces in providing millions of jobs ahead of an election in 2019. The Railway Recruitment Board advertised for the positions last month, and since then, 2.5 crore people have filed online applications from around the country. Once lauded for her role in shaping the retail banking sector in the country and establishing ICICI Bank during the 1990s, Chanda Kochhar seems to be caught in a swirl of nepotism and conflict of interest charges in the ₹3,250 crore Videocon Group loan controversy. Chanda Kochhar sat on the bank's credit committee that sanctioned a loan of ₹3,250 crore to the Videocon Group in 2012, the private lender's chairman M.K. Sharma said, as reported by the Economic Times. ICICI has denied any wrongdoing on its part and on the part of Chanda Kochhar. The government is trying to reduce the liability of Air India's future owners. It may take over the cost of medical facilities and flight ticket entitlements of retired employees fully or partially, a senior aviation ministry official said. The government is likely to declare this in the request for proposal, the official said. It is expected to put out the RFP in a couple of months' time, inviting bidders for a majority stake in the state-owned airline, as reported by the Economic Times. The government has already decided to pay ₹1,300 crore of salary arrears to employees related to the Dharmadhikari Committee proposals. Flipkart is revisiting its roots and hopes to revive its books business. The e-tailer said over the past 6 months, the books category grew by about 70% on the back of its efforts to strengthen it. This seems to be its latest strategy in getting back lost share from Amazon. According to reports, Amazon India currently enjoys a 60% share of the online book market. Flipkart might re-enter the e-books business soon too. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.